Antony and Cleopatra, Act 2, Scene 2. The barge she sat in, like a burnished throne burned on the water. The poop was baton gold, purple the sails, and so perfumed that the winds were lovesick with them. The oars were silver, which to the tune of flutes kept stroke, and made the water which they bait to follow faster as amorous of their strokes. For her own parson it beggared all description. She did lie in her pavilion, cloth of gold, of tissue, or picturing that Venus, where we see the fancy outwork nature. On each side her stood pretty dimpled boys, like smiling cupids with divers coloured fans, whose wind did seem to glow the delicate cheeks, which they did cool, and what they undid did. Her gentle women, like the Nereids, so many mermaids tended her i' the eyes, and made their bends adornings. At the helm a seeming mermaid steers, the silken tackle swell with the touches of those flower-soft hands that yearly frame the office. From the barge a strange invisible perfume hits the sense of the adjacent wharfs. The city cast her people out upon her, and Antony, enthroned i' the marketplace, did sit alone, whistling to there, which, but for vacancy, had gone to gaze on Cleopatra too, and made a gap in nature.